Sadasanakalam Krishishta Bhagavan Bacham Sime. Hare Krishna. So it's my great fortune to be back to New Dwaraka and see all the wonderful Vaishnavas. And Sura Prabhu vouched for me that it should be ecstatic, so please bless me that it doesn't become static. I guess one of the greatest sins in a Vaishnava community is to put devotees asleep by discussing Bhagavatam. We don't want to do that. So we will continue reading from the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 3, the birth of Lord Krishna, and today we're going to be reading text 27. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Martyam Ritchyo Vyalabhita Palayan. Martyam Ritchyo Vyalabhita Palayan. Lokan Sarvan Nirbhayam Najagachat. Lokan Sarvam Nirbhayam Najagachat. Tvatpadabjam Prapyaya Drichayadya. Tvatpadabjam Prapyaya Drichayadya. Sustashate Mrityur Asmatapaiti. Sustashate Mrityur Asmatapaiti. Martyo Mrityu Vyalabhita Palayan. Lokan Sarvan Nirbhayam Nadikacheti Nadya. Tvatpadabjam Prapyaya Drichayadya. Sustashite Mrityur Asmadapaiti. Martyam Ritchyo Vyalabhita Palaya. Kan Sarvam Nirbhana Jagachat. Tvatpadabjam Prapyaya Drichayadya. Sustashate Martyam Ritchyo Vyalabhita Palayan. Akan Sarvam Nirbhana. Tvatpadabjam Prapyaya Drichayadya. Sustashate Mrityur Asmadapaiti. Haiti. Ladies, please. Tvatpadabjam prapyaya trichayadya Vyalabhita palayam Takam saram nirvayam nanya gacchat Tvat padabja Stasatya vichara svandhapat Martyaha. The living entities who are sure to die, as sure as death. Mrityu vyalabhita, afraid of the serpent of death. Palayan, running, as soon as the serpent is seen. Everyone runs away. Fearing immediate death. Lokan, to the different planets. Sarvan, all. Nirbhayam, fearlessness. Na adyagachat, do not obtain. Tvatpada abjam, of your lotus feet. Prapya, obtaining the shelter. Yadrichaya, by chance, by the mercy of your lordship and your representative, the spiritual master. Guru Kripa, Krishna Kripa. Adya, presently. Sustaha, being undisturbed and mentally composed. Shete, are sleeping. Mrityu, death. Asmat, from those persons. Apaiti, flees. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. No one in this material world has become free from the four principles, birth, death, old age, and disease, even by fleeing to various planets. But now that you have appeared, my Lord, death is fleeing in fear of you. And the living entities, having obtained shelter at your lotus feet by your mercy, are sleeping in full mental peace. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. There are different categories of living entities, but everyone is afraid of death. The highest aim of the karmis is to be promoted to the higher heavenly planets where the duration of life is very long. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 8.17, Sahasra Yuga Paryantana Haryat Brahmana Vidu. One day of Brahma equals 1,000 yugas, and each yuga consists of 4,300,000 years. Similarly, Brahma has a night of 1,000 times 4,300,000 years. In this way, we may calculate Brahma's month and year, but even Brahma, who lives for millions and millions of years, Viparardha Kala, also must die. According to Vedic Shastra, the inhabitants of the higher planetary systems live for 10,000 years, and just as Brahma's day is calculated to equal 4,300,000,000 of our years, one day in the higher planetary systems equals 6 of our months. Karmis therefore try for promotion to the higher planetary systems, but these cannot free them from death. In this material world, everyone from Brahma to the insignificant ant must die. Therefore, this world is called Mrityuloka. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 8.16, Abrahma bhuvana loka punar avartino janaha. As long as one is within this material world, either on Brahma loka or on any other loka, within this universe, one must undergo the Kala Chakra of one life after another. Bhutva bhutva pralete. But if one returns to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, yadgato nani vartante, one need not re-enter the limits of time. Therefore, devotees who have taken shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord can sleep very peacefully with the assurance from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 4.9, Tektva deham punarjanmana iti, after giving up the present body, a devotee who has understood Krishna, and as he is, need not return to this material world. The constitutional position for the living entity is eternity. Nahanyate hanyamane sharire nityam shashvatuyam. Every living entity is eternal. But because of having fallen into this material world, one wanders. But in the universe, continually changing from one body to another, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Brahmanda Brahmatikaon Bhagavan Jiv Guru Krishna Prasad Pai Bhaktilata Beach. Everyone is wandering up and down within this universe, but one who is sufficiently fortunate comes in contact with Krishna consciousness by the mercy of the spiritual master and takes to the path of devotional service. Then one is assured of eternal life with no fear of death. When Krishna appears, everyone is freed from fear of death, yet Devaki felt, we are still afraid of Kamsa, although you have appeared as our son. She was more or less bewildered as to why this should be so, and she appealed to the Lord to free her and Vasudev from this fear. In this connection, it may be noted that the moon is one of the heavenly planets. From the Vedic literature, we understand that one who goes to the moon receives a life with a duration of 10,000 years in which to enjoy the fruits of pious activities. If our so-called scientists are going to the moon, why should they come back here? We must conclude, without a doubt, that they have neither gone to the moon, never gone to the moon. To go to the moon, one must have qualification of pious activities. Then one may go there and live. If one has gone to the moon, why should he return to this planet, where life is of a very short duration? Martyom rityu vyala bita pra palayan lokan sarvan nirbhayam nadya gachat padabjam prapyaya drichaya dya sustashate mrityur asmat apaiti. No one in this material world has become free from the four principles, birth, death, old age and disease, even by fleeing to various planets. But now that you have appeared, my Lord, death is fleeing in fear of you, and the living entities, having obtained shelter at your lotus feet, by your mercy are sleeping in full mental peace. So this is a deadly topic we're going to discuss today. And interestingly enough, this topic comes up again and again in Srimad Bhagavatam, the topic of death and fear of death. And for us, there is a positive alternative, because as it is mentioned in the very beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, apana samsmritim ghoram yannama vivashogrinan tata sadyo vimuchita yad bibite svayam bhayam. It says that for those living entities who are hopelessly entangled in the meshes of repeated birth and death, horrible measures. Samsritim goram, goram means terrible. Yannam abhivasogrinan. Even if they chant unconsciously, by chance, Nama, the holy name of the Lord, tada sadhya vimuchyatai, they become immediately sadhya, liberated. Why? Yad bibhiti svayam vayam, because fear personified is afraid of Krishna, right? And this in this verse, Devaki says that living entities who have obtained shelter at your lotus feet by your mercy are sleeping in full mental peace. And we can see how it is happening, that there are so many materialistic people who cannot sleep even at night. They have to take sleeping pills. But you can see how peaceful devotees are, that, you know, they absolutely don't need any sleeping pills. And they can sleep in any place at any time. You know, just let them, you know, stand still for like a few seconds or sit down for Bhagavatam or Japa. They immediately go to sleep. Because devotees are so peaceful. Peaceful life. So, you know, our movement has solution to all the world's problems, because anxiety is one of the biggest problems in the world, right? Let them chant Hare Krishna. They will sleep at any place. Actually, it even goes overboard, because we have a lot of problems, unfortunately, when devotees sleep, fall asleep at the steering wheel, and we've lost quite a number of devotees that way. And that's why, for example, my Guru Maharaj says, for a driver in Krishna consciousness, sleeping is devotional service. And he says 8 hours minimum if you drive, because you need to be very well rested, because it's really important service. You are responsible for the lives of other devotees. And so Srila Prabhupada explains in a purport that everyone's afraid of death. Actually, fear is the governing principle of material life. Vayad vitiya vinaveshatasyat, as 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam explains, that fear, which gives rise to the duality, is the foundation of the conditioning in this material world. And we can understand how it is so, because we only have this one fear of death, really. Everyone has this only fear. But we may say, oh, people have so many other fears. But what is the fear? Fear means I'm afraid to lose something, right? That, say, if I lose my, you know, wallet or my phone, right? It's a disaster, right? Because all the contacts there and all the information is there, and what do I do, right? If I lose my phone, what to speak of, you know, losing car, or what to speak of losing any part of the body, right? Even though you have so many fingers, you don't even want to lose one, not even part of the finger, right? But what is death? Death means, and of course, losing like family members, that's a big fear in people's lives. But death means you lose everything, and you lose everyone at all. You lose all 10 fingers, all 10 toes, both hands, both legs, your trunk, your head, all your family members, your house, your car, everything. So I heard there was one Hollywood movie lately with the title Everything is Lost. I never watched that movie, but I thought this is a very appropriate title for the material world. Everything is lost. It's true. And so, because death means everything is lost, that's why people are so afraid of death. And sometimes people don't appear to be afraid of death, but actually they are. They're just faking it. Actually, I had one experience back in Russia when we were doing public program, and it was quite a big hall, and people were sitting on the chairs, and I was basically making a point that spiritual life is very serious activity for all of us, and this is the most important thing in life, and we should better take it up before we die, otherwise we're gonna miss this chance of human life. And so one man, he just came for the very first time to see what the Hare Krishnas are about, so he was sitting in the first row. And when I was explaining this quite serious topic, he was smiling, looking at me. And it was obvious that he is not taking it seriously. And you know how it is that when you're trying to make a serious point and someone is not taking it seriously at all, it's kind of a little bit challenging. And when I looked at him, I thought, no, he's not believing in death. Actually, I remember that a verse from from Mahabharata, Hanya Hanya Bhutani, that all the living entities are going to die, but those who are still alive, they don't believe it will ever happen to them. And I thought this is a very classical example, that we're talking about this death, and this man doesn't believe that he is going to die. And actually, I stopped the lecture and I said, you are smiling very, you know, happily when you listen about this topic, so you are not worried that you're going to die. And, you know, he said, why do you make it so kind of, you know, dramatic? Everyone is going to die anyway. Why do we have to worry so much about it? Why do we have to, you know, kind of speak so much about it? And I said, well, you may say that you are not worried about death only because you think that death will happen to you sometime in some indefinite future. But what if I would tell you that you will die not sometime in the future, but you will die next Thursday, 3:17 p.m. And when I was telling him that, and you can imagine, I mean, the man came for the very first time, and he doesn't know who is this guy in robes, you know, with a funny kind of, you know, sign on the forehead, and what he knows, what he doesn't know. And, you know, he went pale, and his jaw dropped. And he said, how do you know? And everyone started laughing. And then he looked around, and he realized, you know, it was not like, I didn't curse him. And I said, you know, I haven't made any predictions as such. I just, you know, hypothetically suggested what if, but look how seriously you took it, that now you're afraid. And he realized that, so everyone is afraid of death. And it's because you know, people do have this illusion that somehow it will not happen to them. They kind of, you know, not so much worried about it. Of course, some people say that I'm not really worried about death, but I don't want to be present when it will be happening. I want to stay away from that. And so, we can actually understand that this material world, as Bhagavatam explains, you know, living entities in this material world are not only in disease condition, but it is a terminal disease. Everyone is having terminal disease, and not only it is terminal disease, but it's also sexually transmitted terminal disease, right? That's a definition of the material life in a nutshell. You know, that we have STD, sexually transmitted diseases, but this is STTD, sexually transmitted terminal disease. So this is material existence. And so basically everyone in this material world is queuing up for dying, but some people are foolish enough to jump the queue also. And luckily for us, we have positive alternative. This is what's so beautiful about Krishna consciousness. What is the opposite of death? It is life. And this is what we gain by practicing Krishna consciousness. Real life. And life, as I say sometimes, is an acronym. And it highlights four very special benedictions we gain by practicing Krishna consciousness. And so the first benediction, which starts with L, is love. And I may say, you know, I'm not that fortunate to develop love for Krishna. That takes time. But I may positively assure you that I do have experience of Krishna loving me, and I'm sure I'm not alone. How many of you would say that you've realized that Krishna really loves you? Yeah. We see that at every step, that, you know, since we started chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna is looking after us very nicely, is it not? And so this is the proof that Krishna loves us. Otherwise, why would he take so much care of us? Even though, you know, we are not necessarily like the best of his devotees, but this is how Krishna is. Krishna is completely impartial, and he's loving everyone, all the living entities, and all it takes is just to come closer to him. And the closer we come, the more we experience Krishna's love. And this is how we develop love for Krishna, because after, you know, Krishna doing so many wonderful things to us, we cannot help but, you know, have at least gratitude. And then the gratitude will gradually develop into genuine love. So this is first and, we would say, foremost benefit. And so next one, starting with I, is immortality. That devotees are immortal. Why devotees are not afraid of death? Because they are immortal. And why people are afraid of death? Not only because they lose everything, but death for them is actually, if you live in the material world and if you commit so many sinful activities, we know where people go, right? And even though they don't want to admit, but in the heart of hearts they know. And actually, apparently what's happening, that close to the moment of death, the door is opening and people see where they go, and that's why they're so afraid, that they are actually panicking. So for them, it's not only they lose everything they have, but they go into completely terrible place. So this is death. But what is it for devotee? Devotee also, close to the moment of death, is seeing, starts seeing, as it's described in few instances, what is awaiting him or her. The other door is opening. And so devotee becomes so ecstatic and excited that oftentimes devotees, they just cannot wait to leave the body. Because for devotee, death means the beginning of real life, full of eternal, full of knowledge and bliss. It's like the account of one Prabhupada disciple from Scotland, Mother Ratnaranjani Devidasi, and actually very shortly before she left the body, she was lying there and of course having terminal disease, and she looked so blissful, she was like glowing, and devotees were like, what's happening to you? And she said, well, it's kind of confidential, but they were like asking, could you please share? She said, okay, all right, I'll tell you, I guess I have nothing to lose. And so she said, I'm actually seeing spiritual world, and I'm seeing Krishna, and I'm seeing the eternal residence of the spiritual world, and I see myself in the spiritual body. And then she described who she is, that she is a little girl, Manjari, assisting Radha and Krishna. And she said, I just cannot wait to get there. Why should I wait for longer like that? So, and this is really amazing that we don't even have to die in this lifetime already. That leaving the body means you just discard this, you know, bag of bones to start your real life. So for devotee, it's completely opposite. That devotee becomes ecstatic or excited at the moment of death. So no fear of death. Even if devotees are young, still they are protected by Krishna. Like there is one account, Brahmananda and Garga Muni Prabhus, they went to Pakistan to preach Krishna consciousness when it was really dangerous. And, you know, there was a war, civil war in the country, and they went over there, and actually they were caught by, you know, Muslim soldiers, and they were like dressed in, you know, the dress which obviously kind of associated them with Hindus, and so they were like enemies for those Muslim soldiers. And without you know, thinking much of it, they've decided to shoot them. And so they put them next to the, you know, gutter where so many dead bodies were already lying, and they just lined up with their guns preparing to shoot them. And Garga Muni and Brahmananda looked at each other and they said, okay, I guess that's it. We're going to Krishna. Main thing, we have to, you know, remember Krishna now by chanting Hare Krishna. So get your beads ready. And so they stood with their beads, chanting Hare Krishna very sincerely and very attentively, getting ready to leave the body. And my Guru Maharaj was joking, as if posing, you know, for the picture, you know, for the photo with their beads. And actually, those soldiers, they saw that these two, they have no fear of death. They are ready to die. And they realized, okay, these are real saintly personalities. And so if we shoot them, it's going to be really bad for us. So we have to let them go. And so they said, okay, we're not going to shoot you, but please go away from here. So they left Pakistan unarmed. So because devotees have no fear of death, because devotees surrender to Krishna, death cannot even touch the devotee. And so this is second benefit. And what is F? F stands for freedom. And devotees enjoy so many different kinds of freedom in Krishna consciousness. Like, just very, very basic freedom we have is freedom from bad habits just by following four reality principles. And if you just, you know, think for a minute, how many troubles you are saved for yourself, you know, how many troubles you escaped by following four reality principles, how many troubles people are getting into because they do all these sinful activities. And if you are not engaged in sinful activities, bad people cannot really relate to you. They have to leave you alone. So freedom from bad association. So many types of freedom we enjoy in Krishna consciousness by the mercy of Krishna, Srila Prabhupada, Vaishnavas. And E stands for enlightenment. And we can see that the more Krishna conscious devotee is, the more he or she actually glows. Like we hear so many stories about Srila Prabhupada, how he was walking down the street in London and one policeman came up to Shyamasundara Prabhu. He said, "Who is that amazing old man? He's glowing like a sun." And Shyamasundara Prabhu said, "Well, this is my guru, this is my spiritual master." So because this is the light of the soul, and by developing Krishna consciousness, this light of the soul becomes more and more manifested. That's why when saintly personalities are painted, or the Supreme Lord, of course, they always have this halo around the head and around the body. This is the light of the soul. And so, therefore, we are very, very fortunate in Krishna consciousness. And the only thing we still left to do is to share our good fortune with other people. And of course, in here, devotees are doing it very nicely and very intelligently. And this is very inspiring to see. So, if there are any questions, comments, suggestions, complaints, you want to share? All right, I guess we'll stop here. Thank you all very much. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.